This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel used drone strikes Monday for only the second time since 2006 in a deadly raid on the city of Jenin, one of the biggest Israeli operations in the occupied West Bank in two decades. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder reports.
An Israeli military spokesperson said Monday's operation deployed a brigade-sized force, suggesting around 1,000 to 2,000 troops. It showed the growing importance of the camp, where hundreds of fighters from militant groups, including Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Fatah, are based, with an array of weapons and a growing arsenal of explosive devices. The Israeli military said it struck a building that served as a command center for fighters from the Jenin brigades. Army raids in Jenin and other West Bank cities have grown frequent in the past year, alongside a series of deadly attacks by Palestinians against Israelis and rampages by Jewish settler mobs against Palestinian villages.
Officials from Ukraine, the United States, and the International Criminal Court formally opened a new center Monday that will work to build a case against senior Russian leaders for the crime of aggression.
Defining moment when the civilized world not only voices, but also shows by concrete actions that accountability is what matters the most.
Andriy Kostin, Prosecutor General of Ukraine. The opening of the International Center for the Prosecution of the Crime of Aggression against Ukraine is the latest step in concerted international efforts to hold the Russian leadership criminally responsible for its invasion of Ukraine last year, which triggered Europe's deadliest conflict since World War II. Georgia's imprisoned former President Mikhail appeared severely emaciated at Shea on Monday in a video-linked testimony to a court considering an abuse of power case against him. He and his supporters claim he was poisoned in prison and has lost half of his body weight. This is VOA News. Officials in Cameroon say plastic bag pollution in the country has doubled in the past 4 years to 600,000 tons, harming the environment and animal and human health. Moki Kendenza reports from Cameroon on efforts to crack down on the waste.
In 2012, Cameroon banned the use of non-biodegradable plastic packaging on the grounds they clog waterways, spoil the landscape, and take 1,000 years to break down. When they do degrade, they break into particles that pollute the soil and water. After dropping for several years, non-biodegradable plastic bag pollution has doubled since 2019 to 600,000 tons per year, according to the government. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé,
Singhalese
Cameroon.
President Macky Sall says he will not seek a third term in the presidential election set for February. The speech given live on his official Facebook page Monday evening comes after years of speculation over his future political intentions. The uncertainty has helped fuel opposition protests, some of which turned deadly last month. Sall said Monday that he would not be a candidate even if the Constitution allows him to do so. City officials in the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore and the state of Maryland are urging people to come forward with information about multiple suspects believed responsible for a mass shooting this past weekend that killed two people at a holiday block party. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The acting police commissioner in Baltimore, Richard Worley, says there was more than one shooter.
There were multiple weapons and multiple casings.
As heard on WMAR2 News, he was asked about the image of a young man with a backpack on social media. Mayor Brandon Scott says people took that video. Now they need to speak up.
Grown adults filming young people with guns who said nothing, who did nothing.
As the search continues for suspects, the mayor says extra police will be on patrol during 4th of July activities. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hong Kong police on Monday accused 8 overseas-based activists of serious national security offenses, including foreign collusion and incitement to secession, and offered rewards for information leading to any arrest. The notices accused the activists of asking foreign powers to impose sanctions on Hong Kong and China. The activists are based in several countries, including the United States, Britain, and Australia. They are wanted under a national security law that Beijing imposed on a former British colony in 2020. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.